USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
8 people, including the bus driver, were injured after a bus veered off the road and was left hanging on an overpass in New York City's Bronx. The NYPD said the incident happened at 11:10 p.m. Thursday. The MTA said the bus may have experienced some sort of brake failure or didn't properly navigate the turn. John Sullivan, a left-wing activist, admitted last week that he followed a pro-Trump mob into the Capitol in order to document the siege, is now under arrest in Utah. The Justice Department criminal complaint is in conjunction with his alleged participation in the Capitol riot. Mr. Sullivan can be heard encouraging protesters in a video he provided to the FBI. He faces charges of civil disorder, entering a restricted building, and violent entry. U.S. District Judge Barbara Rothstein in Seattle said during a hearing Thursday she's not inclined to order Amazon to put Parler back online. Parler, a conservative social media site, is likely to remain offline at least in the near term. USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the New Year's on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
President-elect Joe Biden on Thursday outlined his $1.9 trillion stimulus proposal and called for swift action on it. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion economic relief proposal Thursday with more than $400 billion in funds to battle the pandemic. The plan also includes $1,400 direct payments for most Americans and another $440 billion to help small businesses. Biden said he plans on quickly getting financial assistance to struggling Main Street businesses.
Our rescue plan will provide flexible grants to help those hardest-hit small businesses survive the pandemic, and a low-cost capital that will help entrepreneurs of all backgrounds create and maintain jobs, plus provide the essential goods and services that communities depend upon.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Biden said during a speech in Wilmington, Delaware, the crisis of human suffering is in plain sight. We have to act, and we have to act now. We cannot afford inaction. End quote. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As the National Football League prepares for divisional playoffs this weekend, some of the less-than-stellar teams are replacing their head coaches. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki explains.
The Jacksonville Jaguars announced the hire of Urban Meyer to be their next head coach, replacing Doug Marrone following the Jaguars' 1-15 season. Meyer is making his first foray into the NFL after a successful college career that included 3 national championships and a 187-32 record during stops at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State. And the New York Jets have hired Robert Saleh for their head coaching vacancy. Saleh has been the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers for the last 3 seasons and replaces Adam Gase, who was let go after 2 years. The Jets and Saleh have agreed in principle to a 5-year deal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Saturday, the Los Angeles Rams travel to Lambeau Field to play the Green Bay Packers at 4:35 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Also Saturday, the Ravens at the Bills, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Sunday's games have the Cleveland Browns at the Kansas City Chiefs at 3:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS and ESPN. The late game Sunday has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Online gaming service Blizzard Entertainment has released the biggest update for its online platform, Battle.net, in years. Battle.net has been Blizzard's internet portal for its games since the 1996 launch of Diablo. It's also home of a select few other Activision Blizzard games, including the recent Call of Duty titles and Destiny 2, back when Activision Blizzard was its publisher. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.